It's good to be with you. Been here now a week. We got another week to go. I've learned so much about Holy Trinity. I learn more if you come to the town hall tomorrow. It'll be 1 hour. I wonder if any of you have read a book called, it's by David Brooks, you know, Brooks and Shields on Friday nights in public television. At least that's what we got back in Milwaukee. They're a nice combination. And David wrote a book called The Road to Character last year. Excellent book. Right in the beginning, he talks about the resume virtues. When you write out your resume and you really want to look good, right? So you put it in as much as you can and you really pack it in, and man, if, you know, you'd even invite, you know, hire yourself if you look at this. And all those wonderful things that you can do on all your background and all your education and experience, it's all there. Resume virtues. I wonder what the resume would be for this steward. Well, I'm clever, probably good looking. People trust me, sort of. He'd really puff it up, probably. The only trouble is that those are pretty tough things that when you really get to it and trying to achieve and trying to do the best, and, you know, you're trying to live up to what is maybe even beyond you, and, you know, it's all go, 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 and it's part of what we're in this country going on right now, and I guess this is a political year, is it? Boy, you hear a lot of resume virtue this there. You know, just if you just vote for me, I'll do it all. It's somewhat self-centered, would you say? It's all about me. And there is in us, each one of us, that element. But David Brooks also says there's also those eulogy virtues. That when you are laid out at your funeral, somebody is up there talking about you, and they're not talking about your wonderful achievements. They're talking about, well, you was kind and gentle and serving others and patient and all those wonderful things. And if you're, you know, awake, I guess you wouldn't be, but have you ever seen that movie, Waking Ned Divine? It's an old movie, but it's in Scotland, and it's a kind of a complex plot, but they have a funeral of somebody who isn't the one that they, you know, that the other people think they are. So the person that they're eulogizing is alive and in the back of the church, and, you know, they're going on and on, and he's kind of like, whoa, is that me? It's all those things you want to be. And the things that you're really trying to be, but you don't always realize it either. But you just thrive that you could be able to practice some of those virtues. And the thing is that both of those things are in us, and they're kind of in conflict, and they sometimes war against each other. And we have to try to figure out how to soften some of those resume virtues and bring out those other kind of virtues that give us much more happiness and real, I don't know what the word is, energy when you're practicing those virtues. They give you a future. And it's so ironic in that little section that says, you know, you're going to, if you do these this honest things that Jesus is saying, you're going to get your reward. And I'm thinking that's a really ironic way of saying, I don't really want to be where those people are going when they die. The ones that are only looking out for themselves. Because we are going to be held accountable. So I think there's an ABC to this gospel. The A is, I think, we have to be aware of these two things going on inside of us. And sometimes we are drawn to just look out for myself. You know, I want that first place. I want that car. I want that parking place, don't I? I've been reading about how hard it is to find parking places around here. Y'all got your parking? You had to go out for another place to get them. Yeah. You want that. And if there's two cars coming, I want to be there. That's all in us. But then there's that other side and say, go ahead, take it. I can find another. They're both warring there. So the first thing is just to be aware that we're the combination of these two things. Two masters within us. That's the A. The B is to realize that we are blind often to the things that are me-centered. And we don't really know that we're really doing what's a pretty selfish thing. And we think we're being good. Yeah. Ask anybody that knows us well, and they, if they have the courage, will tell you, well, you know. So we need one another to point out to us our blindness. Because we don't know when we're practicing our resume virtues. And the third thing is to then choose. That if you want real happiness, we have to choose repeatedly every day those eulogy virtues. We have to choose the virtues that the Lord is calling us to. We have to choose that don't lord it over one another and don't have exaggerated ideas of your own importance and all those. Aware, blind, choose. Now, those are things that each one of us have to work on. You can't serve them both. You got to serve one or the other. And we all know people that pretty much serve the one that's looking out just for number one. But you also know, and they're so attractive, the people that know, they're serving that eulogy virtue of kindness and care and generosity. It's wonderful. I have, for the last 6 months, been studying about Holy Trinity Parish. There was a survey that went out, and I read all the results, and we got very good results from that. And there was a self-assessment notebook that the leaders filled out, big, thick thing, and I was going through all that. And we've just finished 40 interviews of some of the key people that were with us our first Saturday here. So I know a lot about the parish. And one thing I know is I think it would be somewhat helpful for Holy Trinity to become aware of some of the times they're not as loving or caring as they could be. Welcoming is one thing. How much do you really welcome one another into this liturgy? It's something we all have to do. And I was at a parish in Santa Monica, California. We work all across the country and even other places. And we were working there at St. Monica's Parish. And the, I don't know what, 9:30 Mass was packed. And it's not even as big as this church. And there was a woman that came up the side aisle and she had a kid on her arm. There wasn't any place. I was watching this. And some young fella saw this and got up out of his pew and said, "Yeah," and then went back and stood in the back of the church with everybody else. There was standing room only. And I thought to myself, you know, usually somebody's on the edge of the pew and you try to work over their way into it, you know. No, he gets out, stands for the rest of the liturgy. I thought to myself, wow, is this a Catholic church? Be aware of how we can practice those eulogy virtues. And the second thing is that sometimes even a whole parish is blind to some of the ways that they're not as friendly or as open or as willing to change as the Lord is calling them to. That's our work, is to try to help point out the blindness. But it's really hard for people to say, hey, wait a minute, we've always done it this way. Okay. And the parish now has a chance to choose. The pastor's called us in. New pastor really wants this to work. The staff, we've been interviewing them. They want to do that too. Lay leaders, parishioners. But it's hard. It's hard because choosing some of those things now messes up the way we've done things. So what I'm asking you to do is pray for yourselves so that each one of us can figure out which master we're going to serve. But please, especially this week and then the implementation over the next 6 months, we come back in 6 months and hold you accountable, pray for the success of our parish assessment and renewal. It does need your prayers. We're halfway through and we've been doing the assessing. Now this coming week is the time of renewal. It needs a lot of help. You're a great parish, wonderful things going on, just a few little blind spots here and there. Pray that we might somehow hear the Lord in our midst and follow the right master. Thank you.